Friday the 20th of December, an introduction to the Exodus, Rabbi Avraham Moshe Cohen.
Good morning, and Poitzim Chvei Lachsanya. I'd like to give thanks for the privilege to speak here this morning. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant the organizers Zunt and Koyach to continue the Avodas HaKodesh. The shiur this morning is called the Introduction to the Exodus. But as we shall see, Sefer Shemois, with the Golos of Mitzrayim, the Geula from Mitzrayim, in fact spans from creation, from Bria to Olam, until the coming of Mashiach. Rav Shlomo Shvadron poses a question on the first Rashi of the Sedra. Pasuk says, "Ve'elu Shemois b'nei Yisrael aboyim Mitzrayimo, Hashiachud ishu ve'isavol." Klal Yisrael was to be formed in Mitzrayim. Yaakov and his household come down to Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, "Af al pi, even though Shemona ombachayehem, HaKadosh Baruch was already counted the Shvatim in their lifetime, b'shmosom, by name, Chazar umona omba misotom, he turns now, goes back again, counts them again, after their death, la'idiach ibotom, to make known how beloved they are, shenimshul l'koychovim, gives a marshal to stars, shemotzion umachnisom b'mispar v'shemotzom. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzion brings them out, umachnisom brings them in, by number and by name. Beit Reb Shlomo Shvadron, the comparison to the stars seems to be Shemotzion. He brings them out, umachnisom, and brings them in. In Vayigash, where they are counted in their lifetime, for Pashtus, is Knisosom Legolos, is on their entry into Golos. Counted here at the beginning of Sefer Shemois. The Moshel continues, Moitzion, he brings them out from Golos into Geula. And yet, after Shalom, at the moment we are still talking about Golos. Surely the place for this counting would have to be at the end of Parshas Shemos when we start to begin the Geula. In other words, the Moshel and the Nimshel doesn't quite match. Knisosom is entrance into Golos, and Yitziosom is the entrance, or rather, the Geula, the redemption and coming out of Mitzrayim, and therefore the counting should take place at the end of the Sedra Shemos and give us the Moshel in its entirety. A very similar kasha is asked by Rabbi Alexander Arya Mandelbaum in his Sefer Al HaTorah Mimamakim. And he quotes the Medrash at the beginning of this week's Sedra. Ve'ele Shemos B'nei Yisrael, these are the names of the B'nei Yisrael. Says the Medrash, Al-Shem Ge'ulas Yisrael Nisgiru. They are mentioned here because of the Ge'ula, the redemption of Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash goes through each name, Ru'uvein, Shnem, as it says, Ro'or Isis Oni Ami, I have seen the affliction of my people, etc., etc., etc. Each name, Shimon, Vayishma Kimes Nakosum, Hashem heard their cries. Each name of the Shvatim is for the Geula. And he asked a very similar question. Here we're beginning the Golos, Havoyim Mitzrayim, we're coming down into Egypt, and yet we're already being given intimation of the Geula in the very wording of the first pasuk by Chazal. Why is this? Chazal tell us that when Paroi said, Hovon Ischakmo, let's deal wisely with the B'nai Yisrael, three people were sitting there at the time, three advisors. Shlosh Ahoya Ba'oysa Eitzah. Well known Medrash. Who were they? Bilam, Ioiv, and Yisrael. And Chazal tell us what happens. Bilam Shiyah. Bilam gave the advice he gave that the Paro should enslave B'nai Yisrael, put to death the children, etc. Neharad. Ultimately, he was killed. Ioi, he remained silent. Shosak, he remained silent. Nidon B'Yisurim, he was given pain to and it's a very famous book. I was put very daf and shrayan. You have to learn that if something hurts, you've got to speak out. You always remain silent. Yisro Shaborach, Yisro who ran away, Zochim of Nebonov, Shiosh Belishchus Hagozis. Yisro who ran away from the whole sequence of events, he had children who sat on the Sanhedrin. The Be'er Yosef explains as follows. He says, Amama Hazeh, this Mama Chazal, teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be gainsaid. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring Klal Yisrael into Golus, then nothing would stand in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine will. And it will have to come to fruition. It will have to come out into this world. It will have to happen. And the very way to make the cheshbon that each one of these three be'emas acted out of character. And he makes the cheshbon as follows. Bilam, he should have responded with his usual arrogance. Pari, what are you worried about? You've got these people, there's a lot of them, don't worry. Koichi bepeh, I've got a mouth that can curse, I can put down whoever I want. What is troubling you? The threat? There is no threat, rely on me. That's how Bilam should have answered. But he doesn't. He shows he's just as worried as Pari, and he has to come up with an idea. Slavery, the babies to death. Eoy was a tzaddik. That a tzaddik should remain silent in the face of this sort of talk, he could. If anybody should know tzaddik, you should speak out. Total silence. Out of character. Even Yisroi, who ran away, the very Yosef makes the question, he didn't run away immediately. Because we have a medrash that tells us that Yisro was still in town as acting as Paro's advisor when Moshe Rabbeinu, the famous story of Moshe Rabbeinu taking the crown off Paro's head. Yisro was one of the advisors there telling him to put down the colt. So he didn't run away immediately. What was Yisro? Yisro was the man who looked for total truth. The man of total integrity. How could he stand still for so long? If you're going to run away immediately. Says the Be'er Yosef, we can see that these people who would normally have acted in one way acted out of character. Why? To show us and to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine plan had to come to fruition, had to become Mikoyach El HaPoel, and nothing could stand in its way. V'hainu, and that is, Shetach Gov L'Isboinim B'Tzachilach Shibud, if you actually start to think and investigate the beginnings of the Shibud, how everything went as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it, and only that of a divine will was what was Meshavah B'nei Yisrael. Al Teda Gamkein, you will also know, She'ach Barak Ani Goyalom. Only I will redeem them. Ani V'loi Acher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, none other. And nothing will help, nothing will make any difference other than the Rabbeinu Shlomo's divine will. And he quotes a Medrash. On the words of the Bris Ben Amasolim, Vayom Ela Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, Yodoy HaTeidu, you should surely know, Ki Yeyer HaZarach HaBe'eretz Lo Elohem, quotes the Medrash, Yodoy, you should know, She'ani Meshabdom, it is I who will put them into exile, I will put them into Golos, I will give them into slavery, Teida, you shall know, She'ani Goyalom, I will be the one who redeems them. The limit of these three sitting there giving an etzah to power. We have to know that ultimately it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who sends us into Golos, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who will take us out of Golos. But that also puts an onus upon us to investigate a little bit more this Golos and Geula concept. I'd like to start with the Emes, the Ramban's Hagdoma to the Sefer of Shemois. He says, in the Sefer of Shemois, we have a finish to Bereshis, which pictured the creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing the world into being, the Avos HaKadoshim, and their story, and as the Ramban often writes, Ma'aseh Avos Siman Labonim, that which happens to the Avos will ultimately happen to the whole of future of Klal Yisrael. And we come into the book of Shemois, being in Hagolos HaRishon with the first of the exiles of Ulam Yimenu and being redeemed from it. And therefore it goes back and repeats the names. Vehine, and behold, Hagolos Einenu Nishlam, the Golos, the exile is not complete until Klal Yisrael returns to their place. Because the whole time that they were in the wilderness, they were still considered Geirim. Only once the Mishkan is built and there is Hashras Hashchina in Klal Yisrael, that is when the ultimate Geula is there. So the Ramban teaches us that from Bereshit till the end of Sefer Shemos is one long connecting link. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shvatim, going into Golos, going through the Mitzvah, not only Kabbalah Satorah, but a Kabbalah Satorah that leads to the building of the Mishkan and Hashras Hashchina. From Beriah to Hashras Hashchina. That is the ultimate purpose of creation, is our HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwell among us. And that's what we see in Bereshit and Shemos. The Emes, Svarim HaKadoshim bring down Pri Tzadik, Tzadik HaKoyim Lublin, and others, so the whole of Golos is only for the purpose of Geula. Golos has no purpose in its own right. It has one tachlis, and that is to bring Geula. He quotes in different places the same words, Ikka HaGolos B'Shvil HaGeula. The made part of Golos is for Geula. Because HaGolos HaYarak K'day Lovi LeGeula. The whole of Golos is in order to bring Geula. Kol HaGolos HaChona LeGeula. All of exile is only a preparation for the ultimate Geula. And that, the Emes answers our question from Rav Sharon Shvadron. Why is it that at the very outset of Golos we need the intimation of Geula is to teach us a very important lesson? And that is that Golos in its own right has no purpose. There is nothing about Golos that wraps it up and says, you are now in this situation. This situation is transient. It is only there for the ultimate Geula. Therefore, at the very beginning of Golos, you have to have an intimation that there will be a Geula. And for Emes, it goes even deeper than this. Because we can see that Golos was foreseen and part of Bria. The Midrashim are there. The very famous Medrash at the beginning of Bereshit. The Shimon ben Lakish, he started explaining the Pasuk, he says as follows. This is talking about the Goliot. This is talking about the exiles of Klal Yisrael. This refers to Bavel. And then you have Soyu Vavoyu Zegolos Modai. Choshek Zegolos Yavon. Apnei Sahoyim Zegolos Mamlachet HaRosho. Edom in the Golos in which we're in now. This is Rukosh HaMashiach. The very outset of Bria, you already have in place four exiles of Klal Yisrael. Bavel, Golos, Modai, Golos, etc. Medrash in Shia Shirim, where it says in Vispein Abbasol, the Gamet Agoy Don Anoiti, from the extra riboy of Gam, the Chelboy learns, this refers to the Shibut Arba Malchios, refers to the four kingdoms which we will be under. Again, in this week's parasha, Rashi quotes by Yomer Elohim al Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu asks, what should I say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? Say, Ekye Asher Ekye, says Rashi from the Medrash, Ekye Eye Moim, I will be with them, but Tzara Zot, with this Tzara, Eye Imam, Rashivud Shah Malchus, I'll be with them for all the future Shivud Golias. Again, back to this Ben Abusorim, Medrash in Bereshit, says there, Eima Chashecha Gedoyla, Neferes Olav, great fear and great darkness fell upon Avraham Avinu. Ema, fears, Bavel, Gedolos, Yavon, Cheshechos, Modai, Nafelos, Olav, Edoim. We've got here, through the Torah, from the very beginning of creation, to the promise of this Bein HaBesorim and going through our life as Kal Yisrael, a promise, an expectation of four different times that we'll be in Golos. Which begs the question, why isn't Mitzrayim included? Toyu v'voyu v'choshech ha'pnei sahoy, bovel, mordai. What happens Mitzrayim? The prototype of all Golios. The one that is written about in Torah so much. You've got the whole of Sefer Shemot. Why isn't that mentioned among the four? Make it five. But Emmaus is a simple answer. I just use the word. It is the prototype. Svasemish uses the words as follows. Golos Mitzrayim, Golos Mitzrayim, hayosheirish l'chala Golios. It is the root of every other exile. The Geulas Mitzrayim, hayahachon l'chala Golios. And the redemption from Mitzrayim was the preparation for all other exodus. Everything and all that happens in the future, Golos and Geula, is included already in Golos and Geulas Mitzrayim. It is all there. It is all it needs is Mikayach and Apoel. It has to come from potential to reality, and it's there in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the prototype. It is the Shoyrish. It is the Bekoyach of every Golos. A little bit deeper, Svarim HaKadoshim bring down Kosnitz and Magid. He put the Kosnitz and Magid into our language. He says there's a plan A and a plan B. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. He created the world for Tikkun. He created the world there would be an ultimate Hasharat HaShechinah. There'd be a world in which HaKadosh Baruch would be there for us to be with. B'neinu Meziv HaShechinah. If everything would have gone to task, Adam HaRishon wouldn't have sinned, everything would have been in order, and we would have had, Klal Yisrael would have had the Shechinah there and then. Adam HaRishon did sin, and therefore the need for Golos arose. And the only Golos there was to be was to be Golos Mitzrayim. And if the ultimate would have been achieved in Golos Mitzrayim, then there would be no further Golos. We would have come out of Mitzrayim, we would have had Hashras HaShechinah, we would have gone to Eretz Yisrael, based on Mikdash Bezechel, Hashras HaShechinah, that would have been it. Nothing more. What happened? Mitzrayim didn't do its purpose, for whatever reasons. So plan B has to go into action. There has to be four more Golios. It is Bekoyach in Mitzrayim. It has to come to toil. It has to come to reality and to fruition through our life. With this in mind, we have now a beautiful pshat from the Siach Yitzchok in the Gros Eder, in what we say every day in Maariv. I don't know whether you ever stopped to think. I certainly didn't until I started preparing the shiur. For Yotze et Amo Yisrael Mitzoychom, L'cheiros Oilom. What's L'cheiros Oilom? We're back in exile. We're back in Golos. L'cheiros Oilom. Says the Siach Yitzchok from the Gaon, Geulas Mitzrayim Hayosherish Kol HaGolios, as we explained, coming out of Egypt was the Bekoyach, was the potential of all future redemption. And it will be Atakis HaGeula HaChroina Asher Shom Yitamu Kol HaRois VaHatzorois VaOz, and then to Sukkun Kol HaBrio Al Takis HaShleimus. It will come about through the Geula from Mitzrayim that we will see the ultimate Geula Al Kain Omrim. That's why we say L'Cheiros Olam. Shas L'Cheiros Olam is that with the going out of Mitzrayim that implanted Cheiros Olam to Kol Yisrael, that it would come about ultimately a Cheiros Olam. That answers for us why Golos Mitzrayim is not included in the Midrashim, in Chazal, and in the creation of the four Golios. We now have an obligation to await for the final Geula. That is the Dor we are in. The Gedolim of Torah is Ikvus of the Mashiach. How close? It's open to question. Well, that's where we are. Our job is to peacefully Yeshua, to hope for the Geula. In fact, Chazal tell us, Losif, Achmeves Mshono, that will be one of the questions the Beis Din Shel HaMa'ala will address to us. It's peacefully Yeshua. Did you hope for the redemption? I'd like to quote a smart Sefer Mitzvahs Cotton of Yitzchak Mekorvil that I found in the Matshel Solomon. It's Mitzvah Aleph. A Mitzvah Aleph, as we know, is Leda, a person has to know, She'oiso Sheboro Shmai V'Oret, that which created heaven and earth, Hu Levado Moshel Ma'alo Mato V'Dal Zuchos, He rules over the whole and entire world, K'lechsiv, as it's written in the Aseret HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tosicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. First mitzvah, in Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Emunah in the Rabbeinu Shleilah. And then he continues, Uvezer Tolu, and in this mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is Tolu Masha Anu Chachom, in that which Chazal tell us in the Gemara and Shabbos, She'sholim La'odom La'ach Amisa, to be asked a person after death, B'sha'at Dinoi, at the time of his judgment, Sepisa L'Yeshua. Did you hope for the redemption? Ve'echin k'sid mitzvah. Ask the smack. Where is this mitzvah written? We have an obligation to peace with Yeshua. Where does the mitzvah come from? El Hashemami no bezeh, that it comes from Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Shekashem, just as Sheyesh lonu la'amin, we have an obligation to believe. Sheitzionim Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us out of Egypt. Tichsiv, as it is written, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha. Ba'al Korchin, Ma'ata Shem Dibur, and whether we like it or not, since this is one of the Aseret HaDibros, Hochik Oma, this is what he means. Kishem Sh'ani Roitzeh, just as I, the Rabbeinu Shleim, desire, Sh'ta'aminu be that you should believe in me, Sh'ani Hoitzeisi Eschem, that I brought you out, Kach Ani Roitzeh, that is just what I desire, Sh'ta'aminu be that you should believe in me, Sh'ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, Va'ani Osid Lekabeit Eschem Ulohashiachem, I will gather you together and I will save you, V'chein Yosheinu Barachmo Sheinis, he puts in a tefillah. And so it should be that HaKadosh Baruch should gather and redeem us a second time, K'lichsiv as is written, M'shobek Yibetz M'kalo Amin, Im Kain, therefore we see, Tzipisa Yeshua Mitzvah K'suvahi, it is the mitzvah that is written, Me'anoichi, which comes from Anoichi Elekem, Hashem Elekecha, L'chein, and therefore, L'osid, Shoelim Aleo. We'll be asked about it. Pachad L'fela, it is a Pachad Noyla. That within Anoichi Hashem Elekecha, I believe the 13 principles of faith is the Tzipisa L'Yeshua. From the moment of our Buriyah to the moment of the Din La'osid, we have our own Golas and our own need to believe and trust that the Rabbeinu Shlomo will ultimately take us out of Geula. About the Gevurah, we can't fathom in any way the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this Golas has been tremendously long. The Rav Ari Leitzins, in his Sefer Al HaTorah Molei HaOyim, I think it's in Parshas Va'era, he explains as I, this at length in the Katzel, that any building will last as long as the foundations remain firm and strong. If the foundations were weak, then the building won't last very long. He said the foundations, he shows the foundations, the Bayis Lishon and Bayis Sheni, which weren't going to last very long, those foundations didn't have to be dug very deeply. The Bayis HaShlishi, which we should all be zeichu to, is the Netzach Netzachim. It has to stand forever. If it has to stand forever, then the foundations on which it stands must be perfected, strong, deep, and permanent. And that is what we are creating in this goddess that we are in. We are creating those foundations which will keep us in the Beit HaMikdash HaShlishi LeNetzach Nitzachim. About that, we can't ask questions. Beautiful finish of the incredible Vort, Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim Pashas Vayigash, where the brothers come to Yosef, and ultimately Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. He reveals himself with two words. He says, Ani Yosef. Says the Chofetz Chaim, with those two words, all the doubts and the questions and the worries and the anxieties that the brothers had been through were answered in their entirety. Ani Yosef, just two words. When ultimately we will hear the words Ani Hashem, that I am Hashem, all the kashas and the questions and the scholars will disappear. All the anxieties that we've had, all the delay and all the weight, will dissipate. We will understand the MS, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. And then we have Hashem, we will be Zoicha. To what Micha Novi says, may we be soon be Zoicha. In the days when we left the land of Mitzrayim, I will show you the wonders of Kibbutz Golios. We should be Zoicha for Binyan by a Shlishi, that they may not or may not.